Alaska Extension Almanac.
When severe weather passes through, your trees might suffer some damage that needs your attention. While small broken limbs can be taken care of by yourself with minimal effort, there could also be some severe damage that only a professional should work on. UNL Director of Landscape Services Jeff Culbertson talks about some tips to keep in mind if you have damage to your trees around your home landscape.
We've had a lot of storms roll through the state here in the last few weeks. Some high wind. I know we had some 50 mile an hour winds here on campus. And so when that happens, it's not unusual to have some damage to our trees, especially our bigger trees. So a few things to think about after a big storm. The first thing I would suggest you do is, after things have calmed down, go out, do a quick survey of the area, make sure that you don't have any damage to your trees. And in particular, you want to look at areas where we have pedestrians or vehicles going. You know, if you have a sidewalk, something that you have kids going up and down the street, you're going to want to make sure that you look at those areas first. And then if you do have some branches that are damaged, certainly anything that's down, we want to get picked up and out of the way. But if you have some branches that are broke, that are hanging from the tree, if it's something that you can reach safely, then certainly you can go in and try to take that branch down, finish the break, finish cutting the break, and then assess it at a later date as far as how much cutting you need to do. A lot of times the question will be is, what's the percentage? And folks will put out a percentage, take no more than a third, no more than a quarter. I really suggest you take as little as possible this time of year when you're doing any kind of storm removals. And if you have concerns about the height, how high a certain branch is to get to it, then that's when you need to call a professional in. If it's something that isn't too high and is a bigger branch, you're gonna wanna look at using the three-cut method to remove the branch. And that's where you come in, you take an undercut, take the branch off, and then you go back to the branch bark ridge, which is right next to the main stem, and at a 45-degree angle, take the remaining stub off the tree. After you've done that, then you know that that tree is safe. If you have a split trunk, which we've seen a few of those here on campus, with a tree that might have kind of a broader crown to it, sometimes you'll see that where a crown will split. It's unlikely that that tree is going to survive that. You can take one half or the other, but you've really weakened that tree, and at this point, it's time to consider removal. So that's something to think of if you have a situation again where the trunk has split. You'll see that many times with maples in particular, that you'll have the split trunk. But again, I think the most important thing is make sure that the area is safe. Get any of that down. Make sure that you're doing it safely with all your proper safety gear. You have your safety glasses, gloves. If you need a hard hat, if it's something above your head, make sure you get something like that to protect yourself, or again, call a professional in to make sure they take a look at those trees. And it's very important when you're assessing the damage to your trees, if it's something that is above your ability to do that work, that you call in a professional. We've all seen the videos online of people getting injured or having very catastrophic things happen as they try to do things that are really above their abilities. So it's important to bring in a professional to look at something before you get too far along in the process.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.